WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I take too much abuse from you. That's all I ever get.
Yeah, calling a man like you a husband is just like calling a wild cat a pet. You'd better stop your running around, straighten up and start moving on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I've packed my bags and gone? Each day you walk all over me, can't you take another route?
If you'd start acting like a married man, maybe we could find a way to work things out. You'll find your key won't fit the lock if you keep on keeping on.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I've packed my bags and gone? I know you think I'm running round, that's why you're so peeved.
Now that's another line of the same old stuff that I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, 'cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I've packed my bags and gone? I know you think I'm running round, and that's why you're so peeved.
Now that's another line of the same old stuff that I hope you don't expect me to believe. Go out tonight, but don't come back, 'cause you just lost a home.
But who's gonna take your garbage out when I've packed my bags and gone? Honey, who's gonna take your garbage out when I pack my bags and gone? You're gonna miss me, honey gal.
Are you kidding?
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh is a mistress, a wife, a pen friend, a checkout girl, a complimentary moist lemon-scented cleansing square, or a handy freshen-up wipe hat. WRCT is the breath of God, the dew on a fresh apple. It's the soft rain of dust that falls into a shaft of morning sun when you pull from an old bookshelf a forgotten volume of romantic diaries. It's a half-remembered childhood birthday party, a creak on the stair, a sputtering match held to a frosted pane, the warm, wet, trusting touch of a leaking nappy, the hulk of a charred panzer, the underside of a granite boulder, the first downy growth on the upper lip of a Mediterranean girl, cobwebs long since overrun by an old Wellington boot.
Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh online at WRCT.org.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong,
I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her?
Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Stab 'em in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame? Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Skip a rope.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken.
And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time.
and the Wichita lineman is still on the
sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip-a-dee-doo-dah, thank you, Lord, for making him for me. And thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be. Now once was a time when I could not imagine how it would feel to say I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Now shine on me, sun, shine, walk with me. Well, it's a skip-a-dee-doo-dah day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Shine on me, sun, shine, walk with me. Well, it's a skip-a-dee-doo-dah day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly, join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. It was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. And they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. Off the Harper Valley.
seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwyneth Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down? You'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. Well, this is just a little Peyton place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did, it happened just this way.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the ball or me behind. And don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home. Never take me anywhere because you're always gone.
and many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Just stay out there on the town and see what you can find. Cause if you want that kind of love, well, you don't need none of mine. So don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Shh, white lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on talking.
White lightning.
Well, I see this liquor came and he said I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene. My Abilene,
crowded city, there ain't nothing free. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see all the tricks you're playing, but I won't let my emotions run riot. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for cost me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in does not concern him. It's just a pawn between the players of the game. And I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow, for you've caused me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. Thank you.
friendship is just known as being swept right out the door. And I'll take the highway for the ease of travel. Cause what you've done, there is no answer for. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for you've caused me too much sorrow. Take my pain away. No, none of these will take my pain away.
I got a phone call. Oh, Canaveral needs me. Could be a suicide.
Crows in the graveyard blacken the trees, filling the branches with feathery leaves. The lift of your hand as you bid them goodbye. The darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Om Mani Padme Hum. Long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane?
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gather around the tree, let us hold in our hearts our friends and family. Let us gather around the tree. Hallelujah.
Hi. lost you, and I can't have you. Oh, what will I do? I'm feeling so blue, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you. I've reached that dead street, and tomorrow, and there's no hope, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you.
Finish up chores first thing at dawn. Take off your boots, put your tennis shoes on. If you're ready in time, we'll take you along to the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a paratrooper ride and a haystack slide. A farmer dressed up in a red string tie, putting kids on a plow horse 4 foot wide at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. You can try your luck with the little rubber ducks. Take them by the tail, turn them bottom side up. Winning anybody at the ice cream truck at the York New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. If the wind blows east, you're in for thrills. Stuck at the top of the Ferris wheel, 'cause they just spread manure on a hilltop field at the York New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. There's a lady with a beard and a weird tattoo, and a man who wears size 26 shoes. Give him 50 cents, he'll tap dance too at the York New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. You could take your chance with the haunted hut. There's a corpse in a coffin with his lips sewn shut. I saw him on his break with a cigarette butt at the York New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. Everybody listen for the 4-H cheer from the kids in the wagon with a big John Deere and a fifth grade girl and her half-done steer that took first place at the township fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. Tents fold up, but we're not gonna go till the wind's something big at the watermelon throw and the last big bang at the fireworks show at the York New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair.
Thank you.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
All right, a few things to sort of get caught up on here as we still are seeing 2020's two results come in and so many other different things. Want to get a couple of catch-ups going here. We have made it abundantly clear how much is at stake, how much was at stake in 2022, and how it relates to so much being at stake in 2024. Just to, I feel like I'm quoting Rachel Maddow here, to give you some of the contours and texture of really what may happen in 2024, depending on the path forward. There is a stunning new article in Rolling Stone from Ryan Bort and Azawin Subsang about Donald Trump looking for ways to imprison journalists, jail reporters, if he is indeed able to retake the White House. Trump keeps musing about journalists being raped in prison, and he's not joking, they write. A knowledgeable source tells Rolling Stone that the former president has wondered how he might be able to jail reporters if he takes the White House, which, of course, is absolutely and completely chilling. You might remember, in fact, I think we even have a clip here, Donald Trump telling these sorts of stories about prison rape during his rally.
The leaking from the Supreme Court, first time it's ever happened, is just unbelievable. But you get the information very easily. You tell the reporter, who is it? And the reporter will either tell you or not. And if the reporter doesn't want to tell you, it's bye-bye. The reporter goes to jail. And when the reporter learns that he's going to be married in 2 days to a certain prisoner that's extremely strong, tough, and mean, he will say, you know, he or she, you know, I think I'm going to give you the information. Here's the leaker. Get me the hell out of here.
Yeah. So that is a joke about prison rape, but it doesn't stop there, and this isn't merely idle. The article explains, this year, as Trump has privately strategized about what a second term would look like, he's begun occasionally soliciting ideas from conservative allies for how the U.S. government and Justice Department could go about turning his desires for brutally imprisoning significant numbers of reporters into reality. Several months ago, the former president briefly asked a small gathering of allies and at least one of his lawyers what would have to be done to make that vision a norm. He said other countries do it, the implication being, why not here? Now, you know, as the article points out, Trump for a long time has sort of idolized or at least looked favorably upon the authoritarian states that do exactly that type of thing. North Korea, as the article says, does not tolerate free expression. China and Russia are well known for jailing journalists. Orbán, the Trump-endorsed autocrat of Hungary, has been targeting reporters, etc., etc. Trump has also been praising Xi in China for the so-called quick trials with a nearly 100% conviction of drug dealers in China, followed by the death penalty. This is why he's so taken with these sorts of folks. And here's my desire. You know, we've done the exercise in 2016 where many of us said, this is not an academic or theoretical distinction. When you consider the Supreme Court, the attack on press liberties, all of these things, Hillary Clinton for 4 years and Donald Trump for 4 years could not have been more different. And all those people who said, let's shake it up, let's just see what happens. If it's not Bernie, it's Trump, then that's fine. Or I don't see any real difference between Hillary and Trump and I'll stay home. Or all the people that were saying these things. We effed around and found out, maybe would be the way to say it. And at this point, we need to believe the things Trump says. He would like to be able to imprison journalists when they say or write things he doesn't like. He's talking about it with allies and he's talking about it with lawyers. Let's not explore or find out what will happen. And that's why, as I said yesterday, this Trump DeSantis stuff, I could not care less about these individuals as people. My concern is how can they most damage themselves and their party such that none of them will win in 2024? And we will probably find that out relatively soon.